I'm going to go over the primary hormones involved in reproduction. And I want to point out that all of these hormones are found in both males and females, but that the concentrations of these different hormones can be different between males and females. So the first hormone I want to talk about is estrogen, and this is a hormone found primarily in females, but it is also found in males. And this hormone is produced by the ovaries in females. However, because males don't have ovaries, their estrogen is actually produced by their adrenal glands. And a small amount of estrogen is also produced by the adrenal glands of females. I want to point out that when we say estrogen, it makes it sound like it's one particular hormone. There are many forms of estrogen, several forms of estrogen, and they are slightly different in terms of their function. And so each woman is going to be making several different forms of estrogen. And these estrogens, different estrogens, have different functions, different characteristics, and so on. So what are the effects of estrogen? In the female, estrogen is going to stimulate the growth of the endometrium. So it's going to make the endometrium become thicker, and this is important to maintaining a pregnancy. They also stimulate the growth of the vaginal epithelium. So they make the epithelium that lines the vagina thicker and more able to secrete fluids as needed. They also stimulate the growth of breast tissues. And so it's going to stimulate the actual parts of the breast that of the mammary glands that make milk. And so that's part of the role of estrogen as well. I'm going to keep going. There's a lot of different characteristics or functions of estrogen. Estrogen also influences fat distribution in females. So it makes the breasts larger, tends to accumulate fat tissue on the hips and thighs, and gives women a different outline or different figure than males have. Other characteristics or effects of estrogen include strengthening the capillaries and lowering cholesterol levels. So this is part of the reason that females are protected from heart disease until they reach menopause. Females are much less likely to die of heart disease than males up until the time when they reach menopause and their estrogen levels start to drop. Other effects of estrogen include increasing bone density and stimulating metabolism in the liver. And also, estrogen has the effect of making cervical mucus more friendly to sperm, or more able to allow sperm to travel through the cervix. So abundance of estrogen will allow that cervical mucus to change in consistency so that sperm can travel through that mucus. In males, it's important, well, actually both males and females, estrogen also plays a role in bone growth. So it has to do with getting taller, growing taller, especially during puberty.